Okay, so let's talk about, I don't even know what I want to talk about. It's like I'm trying to add value to people and trying to get, you know, I think all the time I'm trying to add value, but sometimes I just don't have nothing to say. I don't even know what to do anymore. But listen, I guess what I really want to talk to you about is how can you grow yourself as a person to be able to live a better life, right? I think what I'm starting to realize is that there are people that are successful and there are people that are unsuccessful. And usually those people do not hang around in the same circles, right? So like, all my friends that I know now that are really successful, they're not hanging around with all my friends that I grew up with that were really unsuccessful, right? So to me, that means, but yet when I was unsuccessful, I really wanted to be successful. But it's like, if successful people aren't hanging out with you, they're not doing one thing. You know what that is? That's basically teaching you. They're not teaching you because you don't have the social, right? You're not in the same social environment with the successful people. So how can you learn? You're just circling around your broke ass friends with you, with their stupid ass mindset. And then you think you're going to, out of that, as a lone wolf, you're going to come out of the wolf pack? No, that's not how it works. If you want to become more successful, you have to learn how to become better, right? And this is at every level, right? I have successful friends, but those successful friends don't really hang out with the extremely successful friends, right? And success, I guess in this case, we're talking about money, but that could be anything, like people in having successful relationships, having successful family life, having successful whatever, right? If you look, the people you're hanging around with are probably doing the same exact things, living in the same exact places. So for you to change your circle or change how you are, you inevitably would, on some level, have to change yourself. And on some level, you would have to change your circle. Now, one thing I realize is that that right there is really hard to do for most people. It seems like it's very difficult to have to tell your best friend, like, hey, you're an idiot, and if you don't change and step up, I'm going to have to go get myself a new best friend or have no best friend, okay? And that's kind of hard to do. But that sometimes is the price that you have to pay for you to go after the things that you want financially and emotionally and spiritually and in all these many different ways. So I think, like, over time, you know, for me, let's talk about myself, right? For me, what I realized is, like, immigrating to America and then growing up a certain way, I didn't get to see the things that I needed to see to propel me forward faster, right? So I had to go learn. The cool thing is, nowadays, you can literally learn any information from anyone, right? If you would just go to work, and then after you leave work, forget watching movies or listening to music, you would go and literally start learning whatever it is that you want to make your, like, next thing, right? So for me, I used to be a barber and a hairdresser, and I would constantly be learning, like, real estate things, which led to learning personal development things, which led to me getting into the real estate business, which led to me struggling, which led to me growing a bigger real estate business, right? Not the biggest, but bigger than anything I would have done at my lower caliber self, right? And now I'm at a point where I'm trying to go grow even bigger. So it's like, of course, over time you will achieve stuff if you continuously try to grow. Of course. Why wouldn't that be the case? The hard thing is just the work that it takes, because you have to keep on keeping on no matter what happens in your life, right? Good relationships, bad relationships, nice things happen, bad things happen, make money, don't make money. But I think, like, it's way harder to be at the bottom tier. That's why you got to get out of there. Like, you got to move on. You got to move up the ladder of your life. You have to. You have to become better, right? Tony Robbins says progress equals happiness. You have to progress. Bigger thinking, right? And maybe, like, at some point you become better, this better person, and you start thinking better, and now you've made a little more money and you're comfortable. Okay, great. That's great, right? That's the goal. You'll be much more comfortable than you are now. And then you're going to say, oh, maybe you're in a slump where you can't continue growing because you're comfortable. You got the bills are paid, the gas tank's full, right? But what if you grow yourself so much that you are able to help other people, right? And I think that's where you get to where, hey, one hand washes the other. Together we got a bunch of clean hands, I guess. And then you're basically, we're all better, right? Because you decided to become your best version all the time. There's someone that's actually looking up to you, that is learning from you, that is curious to see what you're doing. And because you're being your best self, it helps them become their best self, right? So I suppose I'm encouraging you to continue growing, learning, studying, becoming the best version of yourself, because guess what? Learning never stops, right? And it's fun to see, hey, how much better can I actually get? Just remember, progress equals happiness, right? And if you keep on progressing forward and you constantly get up every day and you wake up and you try to have this best attitude, right? You put on your best attitude, like you put on a shirt. Put on your best attitude shirt tomorrow. You put on your best attitude and then you go out there every day and you tell life, like, hey, what's up? I'm here to dance. I'm here to fight. I'm here to have fun. I'm here to accomplish things. And I'm here to become better, right? So I think if you take on that mindset, you could probably improve your life and get the things that you actually want.